This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles are on a heater here, used to not so much. Here to talk about that and more, especially down on the farm, from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Thursday, Tony Pantee. Tony, what is up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Going all right. Now, Tony, with the old mountain out for the foreseeable future, which means a while longer than that, whatever a while is longer than that, Tyler Wells working himself back into the major leagues down on the farm. And, you know, anticipation is he'll come back soon and then he'll be maybe placed in the bullpen. What's the velo looking like? Would he be best suited for the bullpen, or do you put him back in the rotation, where in the first half of 23 it was great, second half got sent back to the minors and then pitched out of the pen going into the playoffs?
Yeah, he's definitely starting to round into shape. And I think that, you know, I think you have to look at the entire history, you know, being two Tommy Johns. You know, is it running him out as a starter against Smart at this point? Probably not. I mean, I think the pen is probably his best future. I think he was looking at the pen right before he got re-injured again. They were looking at him as being back out in the pen. So I definitely think that's probably his future role. I have a little concern about him being in the closer role because of his penchant to give up home runs. If you look at, I think he gives up a home run one every 1.6 out of every nine innings, which isn't great for a closer. You really don't want guys that have that kind of high, high home run rate. So, I think he can come back and contribute. I think right now the rotation, they got the guys they kind of want right now in there. So I definitely see him probably going out to the pen. And honestly, he's probably in the mix to get some closing opportunities just because of the current bullpen.
Now, Brandon Young had that brilliant start last Friday against the Astros. He's on the hill tonight trying to duplicate it on national TV. No pressure there for you. But as you and you watched him come up through the system, making it to Baltimore this year, how do you project him? What's the big picture Tony Pantee analysis for Brandon Young?
Yeah, you know, obviously we saw what his potential is when everything's working, right? We saw that. Yeah, I saw that in minor leagues at times. When everything's working, the stuff is legit and it will work. His problem has always been the consistency of that stuff working and the command of that stuff. Now, he's had better command this year, but, sometimes he'll lose the changeup for a while, or he'll lose the command of the fastball and tends to miss in the middle of the plate and get hit. So, you know, yes, if obviously what he just did, he's not going to do that every time. But if he's somewhere similar to that, you know, you're looking at a guy, a mid rotation kind of guy. But I really think he has to solve the inconsistencies, and he probably is better at the back end of a rotation. But you know, he's built like a horse. Yes, he's already had his TJ surgery out of the way. You hope everything's good there, but I do think he's probably a guy that they're going to pencil in at the back end of that rotation next year.
All right, Tony, talk about the draft picks, the trade acquisitions, prospect-wise, how they've come along, those who have kind of stood out for you in one way or another, positive or negative.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, when you watch, especially some of the new draft picks, the guys are off to really good starts, the college guys this time. Last year, we didn't see great starts from some of those guys. Austin O'Vern was pretty good right off the bat, but not too many other guys really hit. Obviously, we know about Honeycutt. This year, Wahiva Aloy has just been tearing it up down there in Delmarva. He looks good at shortstop. I watched him last night, and he made a couple of really, really nice plays over there. Shortstop shows really good awareness, a smart player. You can tell he's got those baseball instincts that you like to see for your shortstops out there. And he really can put a jolt in the ball, and he has good at bats. Irish had a very good at bat last night, his first professional home run. He again looks like he knows what he's doing at the plate. He's right now playing right field, even though they supposedly drafted him as a catcher. So I think it kind of tells you a lot about what they really think about him when he's playing out right field, first base, when he first comes into the system. And then you got Caden Bodine. Bodine, I tell you, he's that catcher. A lot of guys were surprised when they picked him, but I tell you, he's got a good feel at the plate. He's a switch hitter. He'll go oppo on fastballs away. He's not afraid to turn on some good breaking stuff. I don't know if there's a lot of power in there, but, he's a good defensive catcher from what I've seen so far, and the hit tool is very good. So I think those are some positive things off the early draft picks.
Tony Pantee, OrielsHangout.com, joining us as he does every Thursday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, on the Window Nation guest hotline. We were talking about Kobe Mayo earlier, and how the transition from third to first is kind of the reality in his world. And Tony, we've talked for years about him, the big arm, but maybe not adept with the glove. The accuracy of the arm left a lot to be desired, I guess, at times. But as you watch him at first base, do you see a guy that gets maybe gold glove semifinalist like Mountie worthy? Or is he serviceable enough that the Orioles can win games with him defensively at first?
Yeah, I think he's serviceable right now. Do I think he can improve? Absolutely. We've already seen him improve at first base. It was really never about the hand so much. There was kind times they weren't super great. But that wasn't his question. As you mentioned, it really was the throwing. So he seems to be able to make that throw from first to second pretty accurately. We've seen him do it a few times. It seems like I was looking at his arm numbers. He has just an absolute rocket arm from third base. And he's something like one percentile with a first base arm, which tells me he's letting off the velocity to throw accurately to get those turns in there. So I think he's doing, he's doing really well of making himself into being a serviceable first baseman. I think he can improve to become a really good one. We saw Mountcastle do the same thing. I don't see any reason why he can't do that defensively. Offensively, that's the concern, right? When you start looking at things, obviously the talent's there, but, StatCast now gives you insight into their swing, and you can see that how much uppercut swing they have, how much are they trying to pull and get out in front, and you can pull them for all of baseball, and right now there's nobody has a swing like him. Unfortunately, it is a severe uppercut swing, and he's trying to pull it with it. So he's only getting the sweet spot of the bat into the zone 38% of the time, which is very low for major league hitter. So those are things he's going to need to adjust in his swing. I'm sure the Orioles know this. I'm sure there's things they're working with him to do this. But he needs some swing changes for him to be a successful major league hitter, despite the talent that he has, which shows in that extreme bat speed. And that's why you see those great EVs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There.
Hey, Tone, if you were GM of another team and you had a legit number one or number two starter and you were going to trade him to the Orioles, what would you ask for? Who would you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on where you are as a team. If you want to rebuild, right, you're in a rebuild area and you're like, I just want some guys that have really high upside. And then you're going to go try to get some of the higher end prospects, right? Obviously, they're going to try to get Basayo. And that's going to be a guy the Orioles are not going to put on the table. That's going to be the first guy they're going to try to get because, honestly, he is that guy, right? He's that middle-order hitter, young, retainable. He's going to be that guy. But I can't imagine the Orioles moving him. After that, obviously, you're going to look for guys like Beavers. You might look for one of the draft picks who can be traded after, I think, December. I think after November, December, they could be traded. You might try to get Ike Irish. You might try to get Aloy. You might try to get one of these guys that have high upside potential bats for you to replace that. And, of course, you're always going to want some arms. When you trade a number one pitcher, they always want some type of arm back. So with that, again, are they looking at a Michael Ferret? Are they trying to get a Trey Gibson? Somebody like that, that you can say, hey, maybe this guy can ultimately become that guy down the road as well. So those are probably guys that I would target.
Tony Petty, what's happening at OriolesHangout.com right now?
Yeah, we're always talking about the Orioles in the minor leagues on the message board. We have a power rankings for the top 40 prospects. You can see how they're doing. I'll probably put my last one out for the year next Monday, and then we will start focusing on the final list, which is where I do all the entire analysis of all the players and start really ranking them for the top 75 that we'll put out around November.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Thanks, Tone.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Tony Petty. Whip Around coming up next. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, coming up 11:30. Preview the Astros Series Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. And then Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. News from the Nest style coming up at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.